Always gratitude to God. Om Shanti. Bearing peace and happiness. Now, I like to tell a nice story about a poor woman who has shown exceptional broad mind, and lastly, Lord Shiva has blessed her. Now let's start to know. Gratitude is the greatest virtue, to dedicate God, which springs from the soul. In a rainy day, early morning, Lord Shiva settled to give freedom to few persons from rebirth, after taking very hard exam. Lord Shiva prepared to come earth as beggar, and Lord Narada was also with him. Before his journey, Shiva requested to Narada, whatever will be happened, Narada wouldn't give any reply, just he will have to look all incidents with speechless. Narada committed with this. Shiva and Narada both reached earth, with wearing of beggar torn dress, and came first in front of the door of the richest person, to beg. Security armed guard is posted in front of main door. So difficult to enter inside the house without crossing security. So naturally, Shiva and Narada both were requesting to enter the house for collecting some foods. They were showing as both are empty stomach from morning, didn't take any food. But security guard is obstructing not to enter inside house. Neither guards opening the door, nor arranging any food for them. Then Lord Shiva and Narada, both were adamant to enter inside. Forcefully they're trying to open the main entrance, to request the house owner to give some food. Then after happening arguments, and shouting, the owner of the house opened window of his first floor room. Asked to guard, what happened, why shouting? Then guard described the fact. After that, house owner ordered to the security guard to push and beat those beggars, even can blank fire. As per order, guard was beating to Lord Shiva and Narada. After this incident, wounded Shiva and Narada standing up, again started walking to beg. Then Narada told, O Lord, although I have been committed not to speak, but yet, bound to tell, please give proper punishment to that house owner. Then Shiva replied, yes my dear, now I am giving punishment to that richest owner. Then, Shiva blessed the owner, to become 10 times more than present property, to be unwealthiest man in the country. Then Narada, tremendously annoyed on Shiva, and told, you can't judge properly, you are a friend of rich man. Then Shiva replied, my dear, just wait and see, the whole day all incidents. Then, again both are walking to search house, for begging. Then both have reached in a far away. Suddenly Shiva stopped, in front of a half-broken hut, just uttering for beg. Then, one very poor aged woman comes. After looking them, she is requesting to Shiva and Narada, to seat on the floor, as she has no chair. Then the woman gave water, and little sugar. Then woman told that, my husband had gone to market. You just wait. In little time, after coming my husband, I'll give you the lunch. Then woman left from the hut and went to search his husband, only to quick delivery of lunch to Shiva and Narada, as her guest. Actually, her husband had gone to beg, to collect rice, wheat for their food. As they have no earning, very poor, destitute condition. Only begging is their only way of survival. In the middle of the road, woman met with husband, and told full story, about the guests, waiting to take the lunch. Originally guests are, Lord Shiva and Narada. Then husband told, the begging collection of today, is very little, difficult to distribute food, for more 2 persons. Then woman convinced the husband that, today we will not take food. We will deliver the cooking food to those guests. Guest means Shiva and Narada. The woman more mentioned to her husband, if we do not take food for one day, we will not die. After that, woman cooked and offered food to Shiva and Narada as lunch, and told, after their eating, I and my husband will take food. Lord Shiva, the god, knows everything. Just testing to both the families. After completing food, Shiva and Narada had gone. After some walking, Narada told to Shiva, O my lord, previously you gave blessing to that bad rich man. Now give your blessings to this very needy, very nice woman and husband. Then Lord Shiva again replied, Yes, my dear. Now I am giving blessings to that needy woman, her husband, and their one cow. Then Shiva cursed to the needy family, to destroy full hut, to ruin the family, and to die the cow. Then Narada was speechless for some times, and after that told, You are really cruel, especially your enemy of poor. Then they are again walking. After some times, Shiva told to Narada, to reach, in front of those old poor husband and wife, to give real blessings to get freedom. And then Shiva reached in front of old woman, looking that, they are crying in open ground, cow is dead, no hut. Then woman is telling, after giving food to you, we have become ruined. Now we will have to suicide. Then Shiva and Narada has revealed, as Lord Shiva and Narada. Then again woman was crying. Oh my lord, what happened? How we will stay? Half broken hut was present, but now nothing, where we will stay? Then Shiva replied that. Your place is not here. You will stay in heaven with your husband. You get ready to go with me. Your cow also will be alive, and go with me. Just I was testing you. I'm satisfied for your patience, satisfaction, love and gratitude. Really you are great. So your place is heaven. Then Shiva also told to Narada. Only to engage much more, with desire and aspiration, to grow craving attitude, I have blessed that rich man, to engage with more money, more suffering. That man'll be suffering life after life, with this greediness. He will never be able to get freedom from rebirth, or to get peace and happiness. This was not my blessing, to become more rich. Then Lord Shiva told to Narada, O my dear brother, when I'm offering more money, more wealth, to any person than his actual necessity, then always remember, this is my curse to that particular person. Because, beyond necessity, becomes as ego, and so many difficulties in life. By my curse, I give to some peoples, like, more money, more wealth. These all are my curse, to those rich and wealthy persons. Always should expect within my necessity. Then he will gain everlasting peace and happiness. So after hearing this story, we will positively learn. What type of broad and great mentality shown, that poor woman. So heaven or hell, either we will enjoy peacefully, or suffering whole life. Only as per our present work activities, heaven or hell both are knocking in front of you. As per our thinking in mind, we will get accordingly. Obviously, to get freedom or eternal peace, we will have to leave temporary amusement or desire. But positively in future, we will gain everlasting peace and happiness, which is hidden jewel wisdom, inside our body. Now let me introduction of myself, I am an American girl. My name is Alice, from California. Saint Indranil, is my guru, spiritual teacher, philosopher and guide. I am very much fortunate, to tell about the Lord, and also to join, with this holy work. I pray to God, to make your life healthy, with full of joy and everlasting peace. I thank you all to hear this nice story. Om Shanti. Goodbye.